She has really went to the Scriptures and studied the Scripture about wives submit to your husband. If you want to have a blessed home, you got to do it God's way. She's learned it, and she's written some articles and everything, and she teaches, she speaks in churches about submitting to husbands, you know, and what they're supposed to do. And, of course, it will bring sickness and disease not only into your life, but into your children's lives, even to the point of killing your children because of your disobedience. And just like husbands, if husbands don't love their wives like Christ said, love the church, it'll bring sickness and disease into your life, your wife's life, or your children's life. Many children have been sick and afflicted and down with cancer because daddy didn't love mama. You know, and people just don't understand this. But when you read the Scripture, you find all this in the Scriptures. And then when you, let's just go all the way back to where we started in the very beginning. When God said over there in Exodus and Deuteronomy, if you obey me and do all the things I say, how much sickness will I take away from you? So what do we not understand about that? And so under the new covenant, how much sickness and disease, if he promised to take it all away under the old one, how much are we supposed to have in the new? None. But you have to obey. He told us all these wonderful things to do. And he says, finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another, love his brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Walk in love. That's what the Lord's trying to say. Now then, these wonderful promises that we have here. You know, I had a woman one time. I tried to get her healed. She was doing everything the Lord says, and she just couldn't get healed. And I said, ma'am, why is it that you can't believe God? And she said, well, I do believe him, I think. But she said, maybe it's not God's will to heal me. She said, you know, maybe these promises are no. She said, you know God can say no. Sometimes he says no and sometimes he says yes to these promises. When is the only time God says no to one of these promises? It's when you're in disobedience. If you've repented and believed, I want to take you to a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20. And I want you to see what he said. Paul told us in 2 Corinthians 1, look at verse 20. Well, see, we get 18, 19, and 20. But as God is true. Now, can God lie to you?
No.
No, he's true. He's always true. He cannot tell a lie. It's not our word toward you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Salvanius and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in Christ was always yes. Now then, go to the next verse, 20. For all the promises of God. Now, how many of these promises have we read about?
All.
We've read about a lot of promises, haven't we? Did we read those things like Matthew 18, 19, where Jesus said, if two of you on earth agree about anything, he'll do it for you?
Yes.
Mark 11, 23, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, it's yours. I mean, the book's full of these wonderful, powerful promises.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, awesome. For how many of these promises? All the promises of God, if you're in him. Are you in Christ? Are you a born-again believer? You know Jesus? He lives in your heart? Okay. For all the promises of God in Christ are yes. And in him, Christ, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. So when we pray for you, whatever we do, we pray and speak the word of God over you. And if you've repented of every sin, and you're believing God with no doubt in your heart, what's he going to do for you today? He's going to meet your need. Is that right? That's all. See, when I believe this book like it's written and teach it just exactly like it's written, when I started believing this like this, this is when I begin to see God do these great and awesome things. Now then, that testimony that was on the screen a while ago about Johnny Brumfield. How many of you have seen Johnny Brumfield's testimony? Okay, a few of you have. A whole bunch of you have not. Johnny Brumfield was a black man. He was a Baptist. Now then, I could have had respect to persons because he was a Baptist. I could have had respect to persons because he was black. I could have had respect to persons for many reasons. But I had none of that because he's a child of God.
Amen.
He came to a teaching like this in Manny, Louisiana, in a little tiny church with about 50 people there that night. And when they brought Johnny in, they brought him in a wheelchair. Brought him down here and got him on the front row right here. He's over four or five seats. They took him, two men, got him out of the wheelchair and set him down in a chair. And he had steel braces from the waist down. His legs would not bend. Well, after the teaching, I walked over to him and I said, "Sir," I said, "what's wrong with you?" He said, "21 months ago, a big tree fell across the tractor I was driving and crushed my legs. It took him an hour and a half to cut him out from under that tree." He was there an hour and a half with a huge tree laying on his legs, and his legs are crushed. They get him out, put him in a helicopter, fly him to Shreveport, Louisiana, and they do all-day surgery on him, and he's in ICU 30 days. His feet will not even stead up. They're down like this. So they go in, and Johnny says they cut him from right below his knees all the way down to the end of his toes and reverse some kind of tendons or whatever to try to hold his foot up, and still he couldn't even begin to walk or nothing, even after all that surgery. Nothing worked. Toes wouldn't work. Feet wouldn't work. Nothing wouldn't work. I walked over to him, and I knelt down in front of him. I said, "But, sir, it's written in God's Word." I said, John 14:13-14, and I want Dave to go there. I want you to see these two awesome promises. Remember, all these promises are in God, are yes and amen. I want you to see John 14:13-14, and I want you to see the two promises I quoted to the king the night that I prayed. And John 14:13, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." What do you do with a promise like that? That's a double whammy. He promised that to you twice. What kind of limitation did the king give you, young lady, in that those two verses? What did he say up there? What kind of limitations? None. Absolutely nothing. All you got to do is be walking in the royal law of love, right? Submitting to your husband. Oh, that hit a chord. Is this your husband?
Yes.
He's got to be loving you too. And when he loves you, it won't be so hard to submit to him.
Right.
He does. Okay, he does. Praise the Lord. So then you got to submit to him in all things. If you want these kind of promises to work for you. If you do not, they will not. But anyway, I quoted those two verses. I said, "Sir, Jesus said," and I quoted those two verses. "I can ask the Father in the name of Jesus anything, he'll do it." I said, "Do you believe that?" He says, "Sir, I'm a Baptist. And if it's written in that book, I believe it." Well, let me tell you, that's the kind of faith God's looking for. You know it? Now then, God really don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ, Pentecost. He just asks you to believe his word. And when Johnny said, "I believe it," I knelt in front of him, quoted those two verses, and asked the Lord to do a supernatural healing on Johnny's legs. And then I thanked him for doing it. I said, "Johnny, you believe that?" He said, "I do." I said, "Well, then you're healed. Take those steel braces off, stand up and walk." I said, "You got to act."
Yes.
He took off the steel. I bent his legs. I reached down, took him by the hand, picked him up. And when I picked him up, he bent his knees. And he said, "Oh, Mr. Scrivener, it hurts." And I said, "I know it's going to hurt. The devil's going to make it hurt." But I said, "Don't believe him." I said, "Just keep in faith." And I give him a jerk because he was just standing there. I jerked him. He took a step. I jerked him again. He took another. I jerked him again. He took another. I said, "Come on." And he started toward the podium. And he walked. I turned him loose. He walked around the podium three times. And he realized for the first time in 21 months, he's walking on his own.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he broke down that center aisle screaming with both hands in the air, "God is awesome." And went running out to the back door. Now, brother, that would be worth serving the Lord for, right?
Amen.
Now, if he'll do that for me and he's no respecter of persons, who else in here will he do it for?
Amen.
Anybody that'll believe him and walk in obedience to his word. That's the beautiful part about God. God didn't look down and say, "Oh, I love Thurman more than I do the rest of you heathens." He didn't say that, did he, Terry?
No.
He said, "Thurman might have been a heathen too, but he's my son now. I saved him, cleaned him up, and healed him and all that stuff. And now then he's teaching my word, and he's teaching exactly like I've taught him. And as he does, I'm going to do a demonstration of my spirit's power to show everybody that what this man's teaching you is real." And the king does all these wonderful things. And he's mighty. And we love serving him, don't we, Frank?
Yes, sir,
we do. Now then, That great promise right there will work for anybody that believes it, that's walking in obedience to God's word. Now, if you're a man, you've got to be loving your wife. If you're a woman, you've got to be submitting to your husband.
Amen.
This won't work for you if you're walking in sin. If you're showing favoritism between a black person and a white person, they won't work for you. You got to walk in love. If you, it don't matter what color we are, if you don't love yourself, it won't work for you. You can be red, yellow, black, or white. It doesn't make no difference, and you just don't love yourself. God says, you're breaking my royal law, and I will not answer your prayer. You're in sin, and I do not hear the prayer of a sinner. Isn't that awesome? So, if you, the beautiful part about God, he says, if you will obey me, and you'll ask me to forgive you, and you make me a promise that I'll go and do what you say, what he says in this book, from his own word, from his own lips in this book, he said, if you obey me and keep my commandments, I, God, will command the blessings to overtake you.
Amen.
And I will take how much sickness away from you?
All.
I don't know about you, but I love that.
I do too.
I do not want to come to the end of my life and all of a sudden, like some men, 40, 50 years old, worked all their life, never spent no time with God, and all of a sudden I hear he's 50 and he has terminal cancer.
Mm-mm.
Guess what? Yeah, he might have worked hard. He might have made a couple million dollars. Well, what's a couple million dollars going to do him where he's going? I hope he's going to heaven. But he may not. He may be going to hell. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of Howard Pittman. I'm going to stop on this when I tell you this story. We went and met with Howard Pittman here a while back. He was a Southern Baptist preacher that had died in 1979. And he was dead a whole day. And then God brought him back from the dead. And he told him what to do. And we sat and talked with him just a few months ago for hours. And one of the things that was so startling to me was that Howard said, when I died, I'm walking on a highway. And he said, I see people there. And the Lord says, Howard, where are you? He said, Lord, I don't know. He said, well, you're on the highway to heaven. He said, Lord, there's a real highway to heaven? He said, what do you not understand about my word? I wrote it. I told you in Isaiah, there's a highway to heaven.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.